This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderek. In a stark reminder of the dangers of distracted driving, Michigan State Police and the Akron Fire Department responded to a rollover crash on April 21st, just before 6 p.m. The incident involved a 23-year-old male from Fairgrove whose momentarily distraction while changing a song on his phone led to the collision. According to reports, the driver heading eastbound on M25 near Bradleyville Road, just outside of Akron, briefly glanced away from the road to attend to his phone and change a song. Upon looking up, he found a vehicle in front of him decelerating to make a turn. In an attempt to avoid a rear-end collision, the driver swerved, causing its 2000 Chevy Cavalier to veer into the south ditch, ultimately resulting in a rollover. Fortunately, the driver, who was the sole occupant of the vehicle, emerged from the incident unharmed. However, he was cited a citation for causing the crash. In emphasizing the gravity of distracted driving, Flight Lieutenant Brian McComb, the post commander of the 3rd District and Michigan State's Police Caro Post, underscored the significance of Michigan's hands-free law. He emphasized that this is an excellent reminder of Michigan's hands-free law and what not to do. McComb cautioned that even seemingly trivial actions, such as momentarily looking away to change a song, can have profound consequences on the road. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources conducted 4 prescribed burns across the Thumb region on Sunday, April 21st, covering a total of 302 acres, 172 acres in Huron County, and 130 acres in Tuscola County, to promote ecosystem health and biodiversity. In Huron County, burns in Verona and Grant Townships, each spanning 86 acres, commenced around noon and 1:30 p.m., while in Tuscola County, burns in Elmwood and Elkland Townships were vital for ecological balance, beginning around 3:30 p.m. and 6 p.m., respectively. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with Wildlife Management and supported by the DNR Parks Division in partnership with local municipalities, these prescribed burns were integral to the DNR's land and forest management strategy, ensuring ecosystem health in designated state-managed areas. Conducted by highly trained personnel and closely monitored for public safety, cancellations occurred if weather conditions posed any risks. And the monthly fee for garbage collection and recycling will increase slightly for Union Village residents. The fee will increase by 43 cents per month to go from 14.25 to $14.68. The total per cycle billing will be $29.36. The increase will help cover expenses and fuel surcharges. During the meeting, the council reviewed health insurance and discussed wages, but took no action on either. In other matters, the village will host a collection for unwanted tires from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on June 22nd at the Village Hall in Unionville. The collection of tires is free and done in coordination with the joint efforts of the Tuscola County Mosquito Abate and Tuscola County Recycling to reduce the breeding grounds of mosquitoes. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you looking for a faster, more reliable internet connection? M3 Wireless has expanded again with new towers in Linwood, Pinconning, Kilcullen, Bay City, Essexville, and Munger. This is Trista. Why choose M3 Wireless? Because our speeds are true speeds, not up to speeds. Call M3 Wireless for the fastest, most reliable, most affordable internet connection. If you live in Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, or Tuscola counties, you owe it to yourself to call M3 Wireless for the best internet connection for your home or business. Plans start at just $50 a month. These prices include taxes and fees. So if your plan is $50 per month, you pay $50 per month. And no add-on charges. Even though the ACP low income program is ending, our M3 Wireless low income plans will stay the same at just $40 per month for qualified customers. These are lock-in rates, which means sign up now and the rates will never go up. Plus, receive free installation when you sign a one-year contract. Call M3 Wireless today at 989-269-2306 or go online at m3isp.com. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up efforts against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Carroll Post and Carroll Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and troopers from the 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will be conducting extra patrols this week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of their hands, arms, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, using GPS or navigating systems. Texting in particular poses a significant risk due to visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And a top concern for local election workers throughout the country this year is their own safety. A group formed after the 2020 presidential election is traveling the country, helping them prepare for what could lie ahead and making sure they are connected to local law enforcement. The Associated Press was granted rare access to one recent session in northern Michigan. The threats and harassment stem from the false claims made repeatedly by former President Donald Trump since his loss in 2020. He already has been attacking some election officials this year. The drumbeat has contributed to a mass exodus of local election directors across the country. And approval by the U.S. House of Representatives of a $61 billion package for Ukraine puts the country a step closer to getting an infusion of new firepower. But the clock is ticking. Russia is using all its might to achieve its most significant gains since the invasion by a May 9th deadline. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment after months of rationing ammunition. The Pentagon has said it could get weapons moving to Ukraine within days if the Senate and President Joe Biden give final approval to the plan. Experts and Ukrainian lawmakers say it could take weeks for the assistance to reach troops. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Tina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.